Hi, Mayor.
Hi, Joe.
How was Groundhog Day?
Not eventful for me.
6 more weeks of winter. What a surprise.
I know. Does anyone ever do any accuracy on that stuff?
Yeah, I think there have been studies done, and it's not a good record.
Yeah, I bet.
So let's hope he's wrong.
Well, the days are getting longer. That's a good thing.
That is true, yeah. How's the city's snow budget holding out?
I mean, it's fine. I mean, yeah. I think what people don't necessarily get is whether you get 1.5 inches or 8 inches, you still use the same amount of salt. You know, so you go through a lot of material to keep the city safe and also, you know, when the spring comes and there's no money left in the budget, everyone says, geez, we didn't get that much snow, you know, but these little events, you got to go out and treat the roads and make it safe for people. So it goes quickly.
Indeed, yeah. There's another little event coming on Thursday, so it's frittering away, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
So how's the skating rink going? Every time I go by it seems pretty popular.
Yeah, talking to Dave Murphy about it yesterday. It's been well received. It's been pretty popular. People enjoy it.
Through the end of February school vacation week, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, that's great. And then we look forward to golfing. I understand the Furnacebrook Golf Course is coming along nicely.
It is coming along nicely, and as soon as the weather breaks, I think the finishing touches this spring. I think the final coat on the parking lot and some landscaping. But the clubhouse is almost there, and a lot of work was done on the course last year, irrigation upgrades and other things. So, no, it's great. It's going to be, I think, a beautiful asset for the city.
Yeah. The I guess the restaurant portion is a little slightly delayed. There's still some work to be done there.
That's the last piece, yep.
Okay. We'll look forward to that as well. But the big news we're looking forward to, of course, in Quincy this year is Quincy 400. And we have some more information to tell folks about, Mayor.
Here we are. Yeah, we had a little kickoff Friday night in Quincy Center at Albert. We talked a little bit more. Santander has become one of our presenting sponsors, the major contribution toward it. Hopefully we'll pick up some additional sponsors going forward. But, yeah, we're going to have a hot air balloon festival sometime in September. We're going to have a maritime festival in around July 4th at Marina Bay. Of course, we've talked about the parade, June 14th, being bigger and better, more than just the flag day, but the 400 lecture series is falling into place. I think we got Dennis Lehane and Lee Hillebrand, authors, symposium stuff is coming together. It's here, right?
Mm-hmm,
so it's going to go quickly. We've talked about this for a long time. Here we are. But still a lot of things to plug in. We can't announce the big acts at the stadium in August yet because of the way the contracts are written. But I'm going to show you people are going to love those. Announce when that happens, and then there'll be another surprise concert from another familiar name, but we can't say anything ahead of time, again, according to the contract. It's like that whole food grocer thing, you know, up in the center.
I was thinking the same thing, the specialty food grocery.
Right.
But August is the timeline, at least?
Timeline on the big events at the stadium, correct.
Okay,
yep.
All right. That's something to look forward to in late summertime. Excellent. So I'm curious about the Hot Air Balloon Festival. Where and how and what's going to happen with that?
Well, it's a surprise show. We can't tell you everything.
Oh.
No. We're looking at Marymount Park, combination of Pageant and Adams and the Coke Complex. And I believe they keep some of the balloons stationary and other balloons. You can go up so many feet and then come back down. You don't actually leave the field and go out over Quincy Bay and come back. But it should be a colorful sight, and I think it's for something very different for our area.
Yeah, I was actually looking through the Quincy Historical Society's Quincy Book of Days, and there was years ago a hot air balloon festival in Boston, and things kind of went awry, and a lot of them ended up landing in Quincy Center.
I wasn't aware of that.
nor was I.
Until that's pretty cool.
I looked it up, yeah. So just go up and down here on these.
Up and down, yeah.
And a drone show?
Yeah, I don't know much about that one, but yes, a drone show.
Okay.
Is included. I don't know the date on that one. And of course, what you're also talking about, in addition to the Flag Day 400 celebration, it'd be another fireworks display during the summer. We just haven't picked the date yet on that.
Okay. All right.
That would be Quincy Bay, that fireworks.
Gotcha. Great. And I know that there's a concert coming up in, I believe it's May, with the Symphony and the Choral Society to look forward
to. Yeah,
a
series of concerts and events on the, just like we normally do, Hancock Adams Common, but a little bit more this year. Definitely pumped up events on steroids, I would say. Going to have more of a Quincy 400 flavor to them.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's going to be fun. Right through the regular season with the Truck Festival and even the Christmas Parade, everything will be bigger and better.
Okay. All right. Since Santander's, how much did they donate, Mayor?
They've donated $100,000 towards it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we hope to pick up a few more of those very generous corporate citizens that we have in Quincy.
Yeah. I understand General Dunford will be included as part of the events this year.
Yes, he's going to be part of leading a panel. One of the symposiums he'll lead will be on foreign policy.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll have two or three panelists with him. And Charlie Baker's going to do the same for collegiate sports.
Hmm.
He'll have a panel. He'll lead that discussion. Catherine Craven, chair of the Board of Education, she'll lead the discussion on public education for the panel. So, yeah, it's. I think there's going to be something here for everybody.
Yeah.
Joe, you know, maybe you're not a parade person. Maybe you're not a concert person. But maybe you'd like to sit and listen to an author talk about their books, you know. So I think this is going to be an array of things for people to avail themselves to and enjoy the year.
Yeah. The website, Quincy400.com, I guess, is the best place to keep up to date with all the events.
That's correct, yep.
Very good. And I know coming up very soon will be Winterfest. Will that have a kind of a Quincy 400 flair to it on President's Day?
I'm assuming it will, knowing John McDonald. So, yes, hopefully we'll have decent weather for that, although it is a winter fest, so that's the way it goes.
That's right. Very good. Also, Mayor, I know there's a new president of the Quincy Chamber of Commerce succeeding Tim Cahill, Julie Pagano.
Yes, Julie actually worked with us over the last year on the Quincy 400 activities. Julie's got a great background, and I think will be terrific leading the Quincy Chamber. Of course, we thank Tim for his service and enjoyed working with him on, you know, not only events, but just on projects and the Chamber's support of some of the economic development programs that we had. So we certainly wish him well with the South Shore Chamber and bring the South Shore Chamber a little Quincy flavor back once again. But I think Julie will do a great job.
Good. Congratulations to her. And this is STEM Week at the high schools tonight for Quincy High, and then Thursday night for North Quincy High, science, technology, engineering, and math fairs. These are very inspirational. If folks have never attended them, I highly encourage it. It gives you faith and hope in the next generation.
Yeah, that's very true, Joe. I know that, you know, often in the press we read about, you know, things that happen in the schools on the negative side, but there's so much positive going on. These kids are so talented and doing the right thing. And of course, this was the old science fairs that morphed into the STEM fairs. And, you know, people are out and about. They should check it out. There's some amazing talent out there in both the high schools. And, you know, these kids go on and their schools are their choices and do great things. So it's really a tip of the hat to our Quincy Public Schools and the teachers and staff do an amazing job providing the great opportunities these kids get.
Yep, tonight Quincy High 5:30 to 8:30, and then Thursday at North Quincy same time, and these are open to the public, as you mentioned. So yeah, it's really a great take. Anything else we should touch on this morning, Mayor?
I can't think of anything, Joe.
Alrighty, well, enjoy the sunshine, and check in with you next week.
You also take care.
Bye-bye.